John Walden here. Glad to join us for a few words from the Book of Books. In the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus teaches us a great deal by contrast. He tells us about two different kinds of righteousness, two different standards of living, two different ways of giving, two different ways of praying, two different attitudes toward life, two different places to lay up your treasures, two different masters, two different quests, things that we seek for in this world. And in the 7th chapter, in verses 13 and 14, he tells us about two roads and two destinies. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Two roads, two ways, two destinies. Now, I heard all kinds of things said about this. I heard some say, our church is the right way, and your church is the wrong way. But you see, there was only one church when the Lord Jesus was here. In fact, the church wasn't even founded until after he went back to heaven. Then the Holy Spirit came down, so he wasn't talking about different churches. What is the gate? What is the way? Why, the Lord Jesus himself told us this in the 10th chapter of John. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no other way to enter into life. There's no other way to get to heaven except through the Lord Jesus Christ himself. No church can claim to be the way to heaven. No human being can claim to be the way to heaven. Our Lord Jesus himself is the straight gate. Now, you and I entered the wide gate when we were born into this world. And we were born on the broad way. We were born with our faces toward the pit and our backs toward God. You may not believe this, but it's true anyway. And when you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you leave that broad way and you enter in at the straight gate. Now, you may say that you have always tried to do what is right. This doesn't mean that you were on the right road. You could be doing right things on the wrong road. You see, if you're not on the road that leads to Denver, you're not going to get to Denver. If you're not on the road that leads to heaven, you're not going to get to heaven. The Lord Jesus warns us then that we must enter. This is an act. This has to be done. This is not something which is automatic. This is not something which takes place because you and I have submitted to certain ordinances or have attended a certain church. Entering is an act, and you must receive Christ. As many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God. But many of you who are listening have entered in at the straight gate. You are on the narrow way. Let me ask you, how are you acting? Are you acting like people on the narrow way? Does your life attract other people to the narrow way? Do you act like a person who is headed for a place called life rather than a place called destruction? Do you live like a person whose face is toward heaven? Well, this is the way believers ought to live. And he tells us following this about two different trees. One tree that brings forth evil fruit and another tree that brings forth good fruit. By their fruits ye shall know them. You and I belong to the Lord. We're going to show it in our daily life. Which is it for you? The broad way or the narrow way? Destruction, which doesn't mean annihilation, but means the spoiling of your intended usefulness. What's it going to be for eternity? Destruction or life? The choice is up to you. And you need to make that choice right away. Our Father, we pray that the bless thy word to each of us. We ask that those of us who are on the narrow way might show it by our lives. We pray for those who have never received Christ as Savior that they might enter in at the straight gate. and they might do so just now. We thank Thee for eternal life as a free gift in our Savior's name. Amen.